Audio file lesson 50. Jonah. The message. We should not hide when we are called by God to do a task. The Bible text. Jonah chapter 1 to 3. The story. God wanted to send the prophet Jonah to Nineveh because the people there were disobedient. Jonah was to preach God's message to them. Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh, so he tried to run away. He boarded a ship that was going in the opposite direction. During the journey, a great storm arose. It seemed as if the ship was going to break into pieces. The crew were frightened and everyone prayed to their own God for help. The captain woke Jonah, who was asleep below the deck. How can you sleep? Get up, pray to your God for help. The sailors on the ship drew lots to see who was the cause of their trouble. Jonah's name was chosen. Jonah told them that he was running away from God. He said, I know that this storm has come about because of me. Throw me in the sea, then the storm will die down. The sailors threw Jonah overboard and the sea became calm. God sent a big fish that swallowed Jonah whole. For 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. It was dark. He was all alone and he was frightened. Jonah prayed. Now he would do whatever God wanted him to do. He knew it was wrong to run away. The big fish then spat him out onto land. Jonah was saved. He went to Nineveh and warned the people. He told them that Nineveh would be destroyed in 40 days. The people then turned to God and repented. When God heard the people repent, he did not destroy the city. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Lesson instructions. Discuss with the children. Why is Jonah swallowed by the fish? Possible answers given may be, Jonah does not want to go to Nineveh. He tries to run away. How does Jonah feel while he is in the belly of the fish? Possible answers given may be, Jonah repents what he did. What is similar between Jonah and the people of Nineveh? Possible answers given may be that both of them turn to God and repent. Have the children repeat. God calls people to perform certain tasks. We should not run away when God calls on us. God is gracious and forgiving. Real life application. Please explain the following. Ask the kids, what is your favourite place to hide? Do you think they can run away or hide from God? The answer should be no. He can see and find us everywhere. Finally, repeat the message. We should not hide when we are called by God to do a task.